Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio. I'm so happy you're all here today. We had a fascinating interview with Courtney Brown with the Farsight Institute during the first hour. And what I like about him, he goes into areas that people just don't go into. It's just amazing the kinds of work that he does. During the second hour, I had planned to play an interview I had with Master Lin from Taiwan. He's an amazing man. It's a pre-recorded interview I did recently, but we're having some technical problems with it. I'll see if we can get it to run. If we can't get it to run, there's a second interview, which I talked about during the first hour with Judy Kelly, where I had all these amazing messages from Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, as well as President Kennedy that I'd like to play. I'd like to thank everyone's support so much for Out of This World Radio, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. As I mentioned during the first hour, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta September 7th through the 12th. And Mount Shasta is a very special place. It's located in Northern California, and it contains many portals and vortexes to the Hollow Earth. A couple of weeks ago, I took a group in camping there, right next to the entrance to Telos in the Hollow Earth, and several of us actually went into Telos in the Hollow Earth. Several of the energy from Telos is still with me today, and they've been providing some wonderful spiritual help. Let me check with my producer, Eric, to see if we've been able to run the Master Lin pre-record. That's okay. I'll tell you what we're going to do now is, as a backup, we're going to go ahead and play the interview I had with Judy Kelly. And that'll be going for the rest of the hour. There are messages from George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and President Kennedy, among many others, that I did as part of my television show yesterday. And I think you'll find it an incredible interview. And next week we'll play the interview from Master Lin.
Vamsa Yogananda's here.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
I have no idea why, but he's standing here, so.
Wonderful. Like, I can't wait to talk to him. Television. Today, we're broadcasting from the studios of Thurston Media here in beautiful Olympia, Washington, about an hour south of Seattle on the west coast of the United States and North America. I have a wonderful psychic on the line, and I consider her one of the world's best psychics, actually. Her name's Judy Kelly. She's from Southern California in Los Angeles area, and I'm so happy to have her on. Judy, how are you doing today?
I'm absolutely wonderful and very happy to be able to share with all the people on the call. It's a very great honor.
Wonderful. I'm so glad to have you on today, because you bring in some wonderful spirits, and you always have so much profound wisdom to share with my viewers.
Well, we all tap into the divine differently, so we all have access to different information. So it can be fun.
Wonderful, wonderful. Judy, before I forget, what is your website or email address so people could contact you after the show?
Okay, my website is my name, which is www.judycali.com. And my email address is on there on my website, also my telephone number.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, Judy. Now, you mentioned a minute ago that a great spirit had suddenly appeared.
Yes, Paramahansa Yogananda standing here a little bit to my right, and he showed up about 3 or 4 minutes ago.
Oh my.
So that tells me he has something to say.
Well, I would love to hear from him, and I want to thank him so much for coming in today. It's a great honor for me to have him here, as well as you as well.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Greetings. It is a special occasion when we have a chance to talk to each other from our hearts to our hearts. There's a lot going on the planet that can give you the feeling that you're not okay and that you wonder if the world is ever going to be right side up again. I want you to understand that you're going through similar to a butterfly when it is in the cocoon stage. And in order to develop its wings to support its body when it flies, it kind of has to flex its muscles in order to strengthen its shoulder muscles to support its weight. So what you're having an opportunity to do at this time is to flex your mastery muscles and to learn to listen to the truth of your heart. Your heart is where the truth is. And in the moment that you are in your heart and you listen to your heart, all is well. It is only when you step out of your heart and you get into your head where you feel fear, pain, suffering. When you step into your head, your world looks different than when you step into your heart. So take something that you thoroughly enjoy, whether it's classical music, whether it's dancing, whether it's painting, whether it's hugging your dog, whether it's walking along the beach with somebody that you love, whether it's sitting and looking at a sunset, or eating a hot dog. Whatever it is that feels good to you, do more of that. And as you allow yourself to feel good in your heart, your muscles of memory will start to come stronger and stronger. And you will get clearer and clearer about what are the choices for you that feel good in your heart. I am here to help each one of you. So I just ask you to take this moment and put your hand on your heart. And in this moment, I am there with you in your heart. And all I need is for you to quietly, in the center of your being, say yes, and I will assist you for the rest of your life.
Yes.
It is I, Paramahansa Yogananda, your heart friend of all realms of being.
Wow, what a gift.
Wow.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for bringing this beautiful spirit.
You're welcome. It takes me a minute because I'm in an altered frequency of love, and I just need to come back to center. So I'm now back, which is wonderful.
Okay.
And Jesus is standing here.
What?
Really? So let me very quickly ask him what he wants to share. Here we go. My brother was just speaking from the realms of his heart to the realms of your heart. And I just wanted to take a quick moment to let you know that I know each one of you in my heart, and I know all about you. And I want you to know that I love you, and that there's no part of you that I reject, and there's no part of you that I do not think is absolutely beautiful. Even your confusions, your doubts, and your fears, celebrate them all because you're alive, you're in the moment, you're breathing, and you're here. It is a tremendous gift to be able to be alive and to feel the wind in your face and to feel the joy of holding somebody's hand and to snuggle with your animal and to see a rainbow. Never forget that life is a gift that carries many, many experiences, and they all have value, every single one of them. I offer you my heart, and I offer you my hand in friendship. And I'm here just a whisper away. I love you, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't expecting that. Thank you.
Neither was I.
Thank you.
I've been working with the Ascended Masters and Angels since I was 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've been working with them for 67 years. And I just want to say one thing. In the 67 years that I've been receiving messages from all different kinds of beings, never once have I ever received an unloving, an unkind, a judgmental, or a harsh message.
Wow.
So when you're working with the heart, the sacred heart, and you're working in alignment with what they call your I Am Presence, that's your higher wisdom of your soul. Some call it your higher self. When you're working in those arenas of frequencies, you are not connected into the unloving energy. So when you hear information or you read information, if it doesn't feel good in your heart, stop reading it. Because anything that is truth will feel good in your heart, and what isn't truth will not feel good in your heart. It's that simple. I hope that helps.
That really helps, and it's very profound, very, very profound advice, Judy. I have some spirits I'm interested in, but I think I'm just going to give the floor to you. Whoever else would like to come through, or we welcome them to the program. Especially...
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Especially?
Especially
if they have messages for humanity on how we can make this world a better place.
Okay. Well, George Washington is standing here, since you mentioned that. Now he's standing here. So let me see what he has to say. I've never channeled George Washington before,
right.
So here we go. I am called by many names, including the father of our country. I never thought of myself that way. I just thought of myself as a servant, serving the masses, and helping government to serve the people. Did I always make what we consider the best choice? Probably not. But I did try to do my best. And so my message to you today is just do your best. If you really give from your heart and your conscience, and you allow yourself to care, you can't go wrong extending yourself in that way. So whether it's a politician, or whether it's a government official, or whether it is a postal worker, or whether it is somebody from another field of energy, give everyone, if possible, the benefit of the doubt. You do not know what it's like to walk in their shoes, and you do not know what they've been through. So try as much as you can to be open-minded and try to see the best in people. And be aware, are you looking through the glasses of love? Or are you looking through the glasses of judgment? It makes all the difference in the world, what you see. It was and has been an honor to have been part of the history of the United States of America. There have been many revolutions, changes of ideas, transitions, upheavals. But now we have an opportunity to step into a time of peace. And that means it's important that every person needs to come to a place of peace in their own heart before we can have a heart of peace in the United States of America and then the world. Pray for your president. Pray for the government officials, whether you agree with what they're doing or not. Pray for the highest good for all, not only of your brothers and sisters in the United States, but your brothers and sisters in the what we would call the world family, because we're all the same. We have the same fears, we have the same joys, we have the same curiosities, we have the same wonders, we have our own bents on them, we look at them differently maybe, but we're all people, and we need to celebrate and support people. Take the time to make a difference this week, to pay a kindness forward in one way or the other, and make a commitment to make the world a better place. One thought, one word, and one action at a time. This is George Washington, and I leave you and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Mr. Washington, for President Washington, for coming on today's show. We really appreciate it.
Wow.
My goodness.
Wow. Quite a combination. Paramahansa Yogananda all the way to George Washington.
Wow. Well, you know who I'd like to talk to. This is one I thought about before, but Dr. Emoto, I don't know if he's there, but...
Yes. He's standing right here, so he heard you. Okay, here we go. Oh, he's laughing. Give him a minute to finish laughing. He's telling me he loves to hear me laugh. Okay, here we go. Yes, Dr. Emoto here. I knew last night, Ted, that I was on your mind, even though it came forward. So I am delighted to be given the invitation to be here. Since my passing, it's giving me a wonderful opportunity to view things from a different perspective than I had being on the planet working with what we call the messages of the water. You know, all of consciousness is one thought, one feeling, one decision in the more expanded level. So if you can just keep in mind, as George Washington was kind of talking about, every thought, every word, every feeling and every action that you take is imprinted in everything around you and affects all of life. So my work that I did showed through water and the crystallization of water how our feelings and our thoughts affect the world around us. And I was quite joyful when I saw the direction my work was going in. And I also knew that I had reached a threshold where I had completed what I came to share. And so I passed with a happy heart. And I did leave you the idea to ponder and to work on that every tear, every drop of water in your body contains all of the wisdom of all of life. And you have everything within you. So every time you speak a word or you think a word, that imprint goes all the way into every cell of your body, because each cell has its own consciousness. And all the water and the blood in your body equally receives those messages. So be aware of what you're sending to your body and to the world around you. And take responsibility to try to come from a place of being responsible and thoughtful and accountable for the choice that you make. The water showed us what an unloving thought and a loving thought would produce. And you could see in the unloving thought how each component of the crystallized water attacked itself. That is how disease is created. So if you want to have more harmony in your body and in your life, then you need to choose loving-based words and thoughts and actions and deeds. And that is what my message of the waters was to the world. I thank you for the invitation to be here, and I'm grateful that each person here has an imprint of love in their heart. I am Dr. Emoto, and I am delighted to be able to be a part of this program. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Emoto, for coming on today. Arigato.
He said arigato to you, too. He did a quick bow.
I just saw his assistant, Dr. Yasu, come on the line by Skype, too. Interesting, he just appeared.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah, how beautiful is that? Absolutely. Absolutely.
He calls him his buddy.
His what?
His buddy. He says he's my buddy.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. I'm tempted to make another request.
Okay.
As you know, I really do like President Kennedy. I would love to hear from him if you could reach him.
He has that heavy Boston accent. It's always fun. Yes, he's here, but I first have Chuckles the Clown. So Chuckles the Clown was standing here before we called in John Kennedy.
Okay,
I just
want
to take a minute and share. I've never channeled Jack there again, Chuckles the Clown, so here we go.
Okay.
I popped in because I could hear the nature of the conversation that was going on. And I followed Judy for a long time, but I'd never made myself present to her before.
Uh-huh.
The message I want to share with people today is one that Judy has said many times, and I just want to reiterate it. Laughter is the key to healing.
Oh, nice.
And if you can take the time to find the humor in life, if you can take the time to giggle with your friends, if you can take the time to be amused, and you can take the time to be silly, you will be far healthier. That is my message on Chuckles the Clown. Okay. He's laughing all the way around.
That was great.
Okay,
great.
Here's John Kennedy. Here we go. My fellow Americans, it is with a twinge of disappointment that I can't be there in person with all of us in a circle holding hands, celebrating each other. I look at the level of what we call patriotism in our country. And I look at the way that we choose to view our responsibilities to not only our government, to our families. Your first priority is always to yourself. I don't mean that in a selfish way. I mean that everything begins and ends with you. So you need to take responsibility for the energy that you're sending out and for the way that it's being received, because that helps form the basis of your life.
Right.
I tried as president to bring to mind social responsibility to our fellow brothers and sisters. And my messages always came from a soft spot in my heart, being grateful that I and my own family was blessed to come from a family that supported me. Not all have had that opportunity. Well, it's the same thing now with our government. You may not agree with everything that the current president does or does not do. But if you choose to send hateful, critical, unloving thoughts to him and his family, you're not helping to bring peace to the world. Whether you agree or disagree, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, or you're the Green Party, or you're non-decided, it does not matter. Each of you has a responsibility to your fellow human beings to be as clear as you can on the choices that you make. Support your country. You do not have to agree with everything. I would not ever suggest that you agree with everything. You're an individual. You're going to have your own perspectives and your own beliefs, and that's appropriate. But take the time to see the government flourishing and see the people flourishing and see the world flourishing and choose to see peace in everybody's heart. That is far more important than you sending any form of hate or disgust through the ethers. Be clear enough to send your support for what you choose. And what we are now working towards in the new paradigm is world peace. Choose peace. I am John F. Kennedy, and I think of myself as your brother. Thank you, Ted, for the invitation. And thank you, Judy, for caring enough to hear me clearly in the way in which I wanted the message shared.
Thank you. Thank you, President Kennedy, and thank you so much, Judy, for giving us these messages. That's so beautiful of you. There's one more I'd love to ask about, and that's President Lincoln, if he's there.
Okay. Hold on, Lewis. You said Honest Dave is here.
All right.
Okay. Boy, he's tall. Okay, here we go. Oh, what a joy this is. What an absolute joy this is. You know, when I look at the world today, I could not have imagined this world when I lived in my world. And whether you agree or disagree, we all must admit that we have grown enormously in many ways. When I was president, it was not always clear because we did not have what you call the internet and worldwide communications. We had ponies and we had messengers, and it could take time for messages to get from one person to another. And so what we did have was having to use our own intelligence and figure things out for ourselves, I believe, more than you do today. And our discernment on the choices that we made, we had to come from a clearer place because we didn't have the influences that you have today. So my suggestion to you is to find time to sit in quiet places and collect your thoughts and collect your hearts and be clear about what you're saying and the way you're saying it, and make sure it's coming from the truth of you and not from the hearts and the heads of others. You have a piece to add to this world that nobody else can add. And each of us has a responsibility to give that piece of our heart that only we can give. My road to the White House was not a picnic. I had what you would call failure after failure after failure. I had what you would call a nervous breakdown. I had what I felt were people hating me, and there were people sabotaging me. But what I had was a clear awareness that I wanted to be of service to the United States of America. I wanted to make a difference in the way that I could make a difference, and I believe that I did. So I ask you each to sit quietly in your own heart and think of what difference you would like to help contribute to the world today. And be quiet and be clear and come from that clear place when you share whatever that is. That's the greatest gift you can give. I am President Lincoln. I am your servant. I am your former president. And hopefully I am your friend. And I thank you for the opportunity to share with you some musings of my heart.
Thank you so much, President Lincoln, for coming on my show today. It's a great honor to have you here.
Oh, it's a great honor to be here. That's Chuckles. He's laughing.
Oh. Oh, boy.
What a combination.
Wow.
Wow. If you could see the group here, you would laugh, too.
Really? Oh, wow.
I mean, just take a minute and think about that. You've got Jesus. You've got Paramahansa Yogananda. You've got Chuckles. You've got John F. Kennedy. You've got Abraham Lincoln. Did I forget anybody?
Let me think. Dr. Emoto, of course. Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Emoto.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look at the group. It's funny. It's just funny to
Well,
you're right. This is a funny moment.
And we can't forget about my good friend, Mr. Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes, Mahatma Gandhi. Oh, wow. He's standing right in the middle. Here we go. Oh, I always feel him so deeply in my heart. Here we go. It is with the quiet presence of me and my soul that I stand here with you today. It is a great honor to stand among these people here today, because each of them sincerely spoke from their heart and told the truth. There's no greater gift. In my time, the unrest, the chaos, the fighting, the brother against brother, India needing its independence, and everything that entails, was a chaotic time to be alive. And in many ways, you're going through similar things today, but on a much bigger scale.
Right.
I leave my lawyer self out of this when I say, be prudent in the life choices that you make, because you will be known for the choices that you make. Choose well, my friend. Choose well. You have one life. And as I stand here with my fellows here, and we all come from an integrity heart, we choose to rejoice and celebrate each of you listening to this call, because each of you are here and listen to the call of your heart. And that's what's required to live a life where you really do give the best that you can give, as Abraham Lincoln talked about.
Right.
In my time, I had to take some drastic measures to get people's attention.
Right.
But always, always, I chose to take the risk for me, and I tried not to put my people in harm's way. I still stand for, and I still choose to say, violence is never the answer. It covers up the real issue. And in anger, there is no reason. There is no common sense. It's just raw emotion. Before you make a decision about something you think you are angry about, take time to step back from it and get your emotion in center and ask yourself, how can I best serve? And how can I do it from a heart that allows not only for my integrity, but to honor the integrity of every human being? That really is the question to ask yourself. I am Mahatma Gandhi, and I still stand for nonviolence. I ask you to take a stand and step back and allow your anger to be used for something constructive not destructive.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gandhi, for coming today. It's a great honor to have you here.
It is my pleasure, Ted. There's a woman here, glowing and sparkling. Let me tune in and see who this is. It's Mother Mary. Here we go.
Thank you.
To the children of my heart, I am known in many circles and many venues with many names, but truly, I'm just Mary. And I come this day to talk about love and to talk about the love that you are. From the moment that you were a twinkle in the eyes of your parents, you have had some form of impact that you have made by your presence here with all of us. Love is always the choice. It doesn't matter what the argument's about. It doesn't matter what the disagreement's about. It doesn't matter what the differing opinions are about. It doesn't matter about what you think you know or what you think you understand. The only thing that matters is that love always disintegrates fear. Love always disintegrates hate. Love always disintegrates pain. Love always disintegrates suffering. When we come here, we knew that a certain amount of pain, suffering, and fear were part of living a human life. But we were given this beautiful heart, and we were given the ability to love. And when we came in as that little twinkle in our parents' eyes, we knew only love from the creation. That's what we knew, and that's what we were. And then others had different ideas and took the time to make us feel that we were not loved, and we were not loving, and we were not okay just the way we were. And many times we believed them. And then we come to a point in our life where we're confused because the fear in us is dominating the love in us. That is a decision that each soul must make, to go back to the origins of who they are. You are a seed of love in the heart of creation. It doesn't matter what form you're in. It doesn't matter where you're living. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what you have. It does not matter how you got here. What matters is that you are a seed of love, and you have the responsibility to germinate, to bloom, and to share your gift with the world. You're going to bloom one way or the other, so why not bloom lovingly? People will remember not so much what you say, but they will remember how they felt in your presence. And no matter what you would say, if love is truly what you're choosing, it will be felt and known. So my message today is, no matter what the circumstances, choose love. I'm not suggesting that you lay there and be beaten. I'm not suggesting that you watch somebody harm another. But I'm saying, pay attention to the way that you give information and the way in which you handle things, and see if there is a more loving choice you can make to get your point across. It will be appreciated by everybody. I am Mother Mary, and in this moment of the Divine Sacred Heart, I welcome you home with me into the seat of love that you are. She says, I love you, Ted. She said, I love you, Ted. She said you needed to hear it.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it.
And I say it in the heart of every person on this call. I love you. I repeat, it's quite a group we have today.
My goodness. My goodness. Can I ask for one more?
Sure.
Okay. My good friend, Professor Albert Einstein.
Oh, you are brainy boy.
What?
I'm known as brainy boy. Okay, that's what they used to call me.
Oh, how funny.
Brainy boy, my friend. So you have permission to call me brainy boy. This is what they call Albert Einstein. And the truth is, I had way too much fun to have the name Albert Einstein. Brainy boy kind of serves me. I was not what you would call the type that fit in. My mind was kind of like Disneyland. I never knew each moment which land I was going to be in, what new thought was going to present itself, or what ride and adventure I was on. But I did know that I thought, and my awarenesses were different than my friends. It appeared to many that I fumbled and that I may have been short in the brain department. Well, we all know how that went.
Yeah.
But here nor there, I say this because there are many of you, including many of you, that have access to children. And it's really important that you not say something that is unkind to them, that they take to heart and label themselves that and live the prophecy of your words. It is important that you support children to trust in their confidence level, to listen to their imagination, and to give them permission to daydream as much as they want to daydream, because that's where the truth of them lies. That's where their gift for tomorrow lies, is in their genius and their imagination and the playground of their mind and their heart. And each child has a unique way to bring their own gift to the world. And they need time to play and wonder and imagine and have fuel that tells them, share with me what you're feeling. What do you think about that? Can you think of a different way that maybe they meant what they said a little differently? Can you look at it from a different perspective? Give children room to share with you and have the courage that they feel confident enough to be truthful with what they really feel. Do not laugh at them. Do not ridicule them. Do not take time to be a big person and make a little person feel little. That is truly the opposite of what a child needs. They are brighter than you could imagine, and they know what's truth for them. Listen to them. Give them permission to share equally at the table when you're having a meal. And even if you think what they're sharing is nonsense, let them share their nonsense and let them know that they are heard and that they are seen and that they are valued. Children today need that more than ever. I was called many things when I was growing up, and some of them were downright cruel. But it doesn't change the fact that I did receive enough support that I chose to let my imagination and my instincts for what I knew to be true come true. So I ask you to nurture the youth and give them room to grow. And do not fault them because they have a different way of looking at something than you do. Maybe they have a fresher approach. Maybe they're seeing things you're not seeing. Or maybe they are wired differently than you. But whatever the reason, give them the respect to let them be heard and let them share. That is my message today, to honor the youth, because they are your future. And if you want strong leaders and you want people who can think with their own mind and their own heart and to be individuals, you have to give them the right as children to be honored in that way. This is Brandy Boyd.
I just want to, there's about 6-7 minutes left in the interview, and for the sake of brevity and a good, clear connection, I'll be playing the rest of this wonderful interview with these great spirits 1 week from today. We've got a couple of minutes left. We had technical difficulties, unfortunately, with Master Lin's interview, but my wonderful engineer, Eric, has got it running again, and we'll be playing that a week from today. In the meantime, I hope you enjoyed this marvelous interview I had with all these wonderful spirits. And I think it's timely, too, because they intervene and wanted me to play their interview today and then have Master Lin on next week, because these messages were meant for humanity for Independence Day. Briefly, George Washington said that we must look at the world through the glasses of love and to pray for our president and our government to do the highest good for the world. President Kennedy said that even if you didn't like our new president, to send him good wishes and good positive thoughts so they can help make the world a better place. Dr. Masaru Emoto said to always choose your words, thoughts, and deeds very carefully, because the words that you use reverberate throughout every cell in your body. And finally, they all said to listen to the truth of your heart. I think this was very timely for today's speech, for today's program. And if we have time, Eric, if we could play the Ask Not speech by President Kennedy now quickly, if it's ready. If it's not, that's okay. That's all right. We already played it before. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening today to Out of This World Radio. It's been an amazing program. We'll be on next week playing the rest of these messages for humanity. And Out of This World Radio was a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations, and your support is greatly appreciated. I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend, everyone, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Take care and have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.